Joining us now on today's Lely Radio Sports page is Central College softball coach George Wares as we're recapping the 2024 softball season for the Dutch. A 33-13 final record, an American Rivers Conference regular season championship, a regional championship, and the first trip to the Super Regionals in 9 years. Coach, a wildly successful season, yet you didn't reach the ultimate goal that you have every year. As you've had a week or two now to kind of digest things, what do you think of this campaign?
Oh, it was a really fun year. You know, you always have fun as a coach. I hope you do, or you shouldn't be doing it. But I think when you look at what this team achieved, and as you said, we're going to fall short pretty much every year because you don't win national championships very often. And I think what this team did was do everything they could to put themselves in a position to do it. You know, I think they got everything out of themselves for the most part. And, you know, we ran into a really good Linfield team that ended our season. But, you know, you look back and you did the broadcast of many, it's just the memories that this team, it's going to be a highlight city, you know. I don't want to downplay the Dutchies for anybody else, but, man, we may have the top seven just with some of the stuff that we had in the individual games. We look at Coase, Simpson, Warburg, and obviously the postseason.
And yet it didn't get off to the greatest of starts when you look at the first, you know, 10 games or so. You did win a couple of games down in Illinois to start the season, but then went to the NFC Leadoff Classic where the best teams in the country gather and won just one out of five games there. What was the response from your team like to be able to recover and then have the kind of season that they did after a really rough stretch down in Georgia?
Well, you know, you go through stuff, and, you know, this was a little harder because the expectation was so high, you know, preseason ranking and all that, and obviously the super seniors that we had coming back and a good senior class in general, just the regular seniors. But we all knew, at least coaches, okay, yeah, we're playing Barry, you know, and we didn't look very good in that game, and they looked really good. And you say what you need to say, and it's transparent. The truth is that, you know, we're not as bad as it feels right now, you know, and you just have to believe that or not. And, you know, I think we had enough veterans that they got that, they understood that, and they looked at the teams that beat us and said, yeah, they're significantly better than we are right now. And, you know, our mission is to kind of close that gap between now and the postseason. And I think we did that because Linfield's every bit as good as Barry, you know, and we happened to beat them once. So I think they just stayed with it, you know, and then we obviously went to Tucson and had success there and fortunately got off to a really good start at home against St. Ben, St. Olaf, and some of our non-conference games. And then the season probably did a complete turn when we swept, Coe and Warburg back-to-back. And I think we made a comment, you know, I can say it now, you know, when we were 4-0, we said, hey, we just won the conference, you know, and I really felt like we won the conference, even though we were only 4-0 at that time.
Yeah, and impressive way of doing it, too, right? I mean, the comeback win, you fall behind 5 or 6-0 in an inning and a half against Coe and rally to win in extra innings, sweep the Cohawks, run rule Warburg twice. I mean, as you say, couldn't get off to a better start.
No, and, you know, you look back and you have games that you remember, and there's so many with this team. And, you know, to make Warburg feel better, that was probably the best we played all year until the first Linfield game. You know, that's probably a match of that. And you know, that's what's special. You know, obviously we wanted to go to the national tournament. Obviously we wanted to win a national championship. But there's some memories there of winning the conference, which is important, you know, which also helped us win the Marjorie Giles, you know, trophy, which we can talk about. And then beating Bethel after they, ended our season on our field last year. And then, you know, the memorable win against Linfield. You know, it's going to be an all-timer that we're going to talk about. And then they obviously got us pretty decisively the next day. But that's what a really great team like Linfield does. But, yeah, a whole lot of good things to remember. And I'm just glad the super seniors were able to. I'm glad everybody, but the super seniors have that memory that when they're 25 and 30, they'll, you know, probably say the Warburg scores were 13-0 and 15-0. But, you know, they're going to have a lot of good things to talk about.
We're visiting with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team. To me, one of the highlights will be that regional championship, our first in 9 years. And, you know, you look back between now and then, you know, we had chances to win a regional, you know, before COVID, I think 18 and 19, you know, very good teams then. Last year, you know, a couple of one-run games against Bethel. And it looked like we had them in game one. And then, you know, they end up rallying and winning in 10 innings. And you've talked about this so many times, how difficult it is after a just gut-wrenching loss like that. I thought the response of this team after that loss to come back and win a regional, to me, that's the memory of this whole season.
Yeah, and you know me, I've done this long enough, I'm not one that says the best ever or one of those, but it clearly was one of the top responses, you know, that, and I've been involved in quite a few where you have, you know, you get a gut punch and, okay, what do we do, as you said, 20 minutes later, and I didn't know if we were going to do it or not. You know, we went and talked to him, and, you know, I look, and I remember talking to them at Johnson, and I said, okay, if this is the last game I'm going to coach you, and that wasn't the best thing to say because then she broke down and cried. But their response was incredible. And I'm so happy for our fans, not just our players, that we were able to do that.
Yeah, Central on to the Super Regionals for the first time since 2015, and then one of the all-time games in Central College history, at least in the 20-some years that I've been doing this. I think the first win by any Central team over a number one-ranked team in the country since we went to Pac-Lew and beat them on their field in a regional in 2003, but an 11-inning, 4-2 win over the number one team in the country that had only lost one game up until that point. How do we do it, Coach?
We did everything we had to, right? I mean, when you look at what Beck and Shaven did in that game, as we've seen their lineup now, you know, they're going to end up third in the country. They're really, really good, and their fences are like 5 feet shorter than ours, you know, which is not something we'd hope for. But, you know, we pitched well, and we kept them in the park. We made some really good defensive plays. You know, Doty, I thought, was exceptional in that game, and Emma Johnson, you know, does what Emma Johnson does. And then we were able to, you know, find a way to hit the home run. You know? And I think when Haley Bach hit that, you know, obviously all the momentum changed our way. And then I think that just ignited us to, okay, we can do this. And obviously, you know, you talk about the Bethel thing. Well, in the bottom of the seventh, they hit the tying home run. It was a no-doubter. It kind of felt like Bethel again, right? Okay, wow. And then almost hit another one that was foul. And, you know, we talked about off the air, every inning that we didn't score in the top half, it goes to the bottom half. And literally, when you're calling pitches, when you're trying to decide what are you going to do, you say, okay, just keep it in the park, because they have so many people, you know, with 60 home runs. And, you know, and then they come up in the 11th with two outs. You know, people remember that, two outs, nobody on. Next thing you know, we have the bases loaded. Stirred draws a walk, which was big, and then Duncan on a 1-0 just does what Duncan does. And, you know, then I felt pretty good. You know, as well as they can, I felt pretty good going into the bottom of the 11th.
And then the season, unfortunately, ended the next day. As you said, you know, Linfield, a great team, did what great teams tend to do in a couple of run rule victories. And you had to say goodbye to 5 fifth-year seniors, 3 regular seniors, you know, just a tremendous total group. We don't need to maybe go into each of them individually, but what have they meant to this program, kind of getting you officially back on the map?
Well, the fifth years and the regular seniors, you know, all kind of the same when you look at the 8 of them, because they all had something kind of taken away, COVID. Obviously, the fifth years, you know, 6-1, we've talked about that so many times and what that season might have been. And then the regular seniors, their freshman year, it was like it didn't exist, you know, because of COVID again and some of the restrictions that we had. So I think it was really, really impressive to watch them stick with it, and what they did last year, you know, with McKenna Hall and Madison Farrington being on that squad as well. And I think just making that run that we made last year, and the decision to come back, it wasn't to come back to play softball. It was to come back to be around their teammates, to be around the coaches, and to finish some things that they didn't do. Softball obviously was their avenue to do that, and I think they accomplished that. And I think all the alumni can thank the fifth years and the current or the regular seniors, you know, of turning the page again. You know, and again, it was nobody's fault that the page went the other way, but it definitely is now headed in the right direction again for us.
We're visiting with George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team, and I think we've turned the page on an era of Central softball. The COVID era is behind us, and, you know, interestingly, with 8 graduates or now, you know, alumni as part of the program, you'd think maybe, you know, it's just time to completely start over, and that's not the case. We bring back an All-American leadoff hitter in Haley Bach, a second-team All-American, our program's first since 2015. We bring back an All-Region pitcher in Emma Beck. We bring back an All-Region utility, do everything type in Hannah Higgins. I look at Riley Duncan behind the plate. Mariah Parton, as she's developed out in the outfield. Emma Jensen back off of an injury. And I'm leaving off several others that have contributed to this team. So the cupboard, absolutely not bare, Coach. It feels like a chance to really kind of keep things rolling next year.
Well, it's obviously going to be a goodbye to an era, you know, as you talked about. Excuse me, because you don't have fifth years that often. We hardly ever do. But it's not like we're feeling sorry for ourselves. You know, it's like, yeah, it's going to be different, and we're going to probably take some growing pains because we're going to have some youth at different spots. Some that you mentioned are experienced, but we're going to have somebody that's not here is going to start, right? And it's probably going to be a freshman or a transfer that doesn't know what we're all about, and it's going to take a while, but that's what the fall's for, to help that. And, you know, it's as good as our seniors and fifth-year super seniors were, it's ironic that our first-team all-conference players were all underclassmen, and, you know, so we're very excited about, and I think it was really important for them to experience the last 2 years, and obviously when we're talking about Duncan, to experience this year. You know, the leadership that they saw from the seniors and the fifth years is something that's inside of them now, that they can, you know, help the new players this fall kind of see, okay, this is what it takes, this is what we have to do, this is what the weight room looks like, this is what, you know, when you're bickering and doing the petty stuff, you know, we just don't do that. You know, the verbal slap on the face, you know, it's time to grow up and be an adult. And so we're excited, and it's kind of I mean this respectfully, it's kind of refreshing to you know, kind of not have the target, you know, because next year we're going to kind of be under the radar. Maybe not, but we probably will be compared to what we were this year. And so if there's ever a chance for Central softball to surprise, you know, which isn't very often, I think we're going to kind of be in that mode next year.
My last question, Coach, I don't think I've ever asked you this officially on the record, but you just finished your 40th season. You look like you're having as much fun as ever. How much longer are you going to be doing this?
Well, you know what's interesting is that you don't do it, at least I don't, you don't do it to coach softball. You do it because of the people you get to do it with, right? And obviously, historically, there have been a tremendous amount of people that have been a part of this, whether it's other coaches or whether it's players that we've had. And you look at our current staff, you know, people don't maybe understand behind, we have a lot of fun, you know, and obviously you're included in that. Frank, our trainer's included in that. And when you have a lot of fun as a coaching staff, it makes it a lot easier to make sure your players are having a good time as well. And you can't win at this level if you aren't having a good time. And believe me, there are a lot of days where the players go home and say, well, that wasn't a whole lot of fun. But overall, you have to really enjoy it. And part of that enjoyment has to be you want to excel. You want to be the best in the country, even though you know you're going to fall short the majority of the time. So, you know, as long as that fire to do that is there, and it's there with our, you know, current staff and our players buy into that, you know, I don't get it when people complain about coaching. You know, I mean, I get high school where you're getting, you know, a couple thousand bucks, but man, if you're coaching at this level or above and you're whining every day about what you got to do, you got to go recruit, well then damn it, get another job, you know, because we're blessed that we can do this, and we can do it with people that are close to us, and we can do it with players that become a part of us after they graduate in a certain way and even while they're here. And man, just be thankful if ever you got a chance to do it.
Coach, congratulations on another successful season. We'll look forward to doing it again next year.
Thanks, Trevor.
That's George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team, putting a wrap on 2024 for the Dutch. For today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.